Hi, I'm Dr. Teresa Oswald, and I'm here today to talk about something that I'm so passionate about, and that is the thing that I prescribe most in my practice, which is movement as medicine. So the founder of the Institutes on Aging has said that if exercise could be packed in a pill, it would be the most beneficial and the most widely prescribed medicine in the nation. But I will tell you a little secret. The reason why I use movement as medicine as opposed to exercise is because there's some connotations with exercise that it's something that you need to do, whereas movement is just part of your day. So I'd like to give you ways to optimize the movement that you're doing so you get the most out of the health effects. So I'll talk about four types of movement, as well as the health benefits cited in the research for movement and activity, and then some tips to about how to get moving. So there are four main types of exercise. There's aerobic activity, strengthening, stretching, and balance work. Aerobic activity is the type of things that get our big muscle groups moving, and the examples of that would be running, walking, swimming, or even dancing. But you need to know that activity can be much broader in its scope. So gardening, walking your dog, vigorously cleaning your house, those all count for activity. It gets our heart rate pumping and we have cardiovascular benefits or effects on our heart. There's also a strengthening as another key point. And the reason why strengthening is important is it helps stabilize our body, our major muscle groups, so our joints work well and we can do more with our body. We can lift more, carry more, and our posture is maintained so that it's in the best way for us to bend and lift and twist. Whenever you've been exercising your muscles or strengthening and doing aerobic activity, the muscles can get bigger and then they also can get tighter. And tighter muscles can be tender or painful. So you always want to combine the aerobic activity and strengthening with some stretching. Now you don't have to do all these things every day, but over the course of the week, if you could stretch 3 to 4 times a week, the main muscle groups like the shoulder, the hips, the thighs, and the neck, as well as the anterior chest, that's a really well-rounded program. The benefits that you could get from this would be increased flexibility, but also it will help your joints work better to optimize their function. It'll improve your posture. It reduces tension in the nervous system and it also relieves pain. Lastly, balance work helps balance out the other forms of exercise, but it also helps prevent falls. What are some other benefits from this activity? Well, there's studies that show that the risk of developing heart disease, meaning heart attacks, early death, stroke, and high blood pressure all are related to getting moving and having more activity in your day. Exercise or movement also reduces your risk for diabetes and helps you maintain an optimal weight. It reduces your risk to osteoporosis and even some types of cancer like breast cancer and colon cancer. But one of the more novel benefits of exercise that you may not have thought of is that exercise actually improves our mood. There are studies that show people with depression who exercise 30 to 45 minutes once a day, 3 times per week, have had a reversal of their depression. And if they continued to exercise for 90 minutes a week, they had a less of a chance of relapsing or a return of their mood disorder. So other benefits to exercise would be to counteract the normal loss of muscle mass that we have as we age. So after we're aged 30, every 10 years we lose about 3 to 5% of our muscle mass. So a strengthening program helps counteract that and keep us strong and vital as we get older. Other benefits to exercise can include being out in nature. So combining your exercise program with being out of doors actually improves mood and reduces stress, but it also reduces inflammatory chemicals in our body. So that can be helpful in relieving pain. If you have an exercise program, you can add 10 minutes a day to what you're doing. Or if you're not doing any particular movement program currently, then why not just start with 10 minutes a day? Now, how do you fit this in your schedule? Well, one thing is you can actually put it in your calendar. Have your fitness time set aside at the most convenient time for you during the day, and then you have the space and time available in your day. Also, if you enlist the help of an exercise buddy, someone else who also wants to get going with movement, then if you feel less motivated to do exercise any particular day, but you've already scheduled a walk in the park with your friend, you're more likely to keep that date. So get outside, get moving in nature. Be sure that you're stretching your major muscle groups several times per week. Add some strengthening to your exercise program, especially exercises that strengthen our lower abdominal muscles and spinal extensor muscles or muscles along the back. That helps protect your back and keep you moving more by reducing the risk of back pain. So I hope this was a moving presentation, and I hope that you're ready to get out and get going.